It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Monica Lovell. Miss Neva Pite is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
So happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad, too.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can get it to us three ways. You can send it by email to hourofpower32@gmail.com, hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can text it to 580-485-0837, or you can still post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get them all on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln, located here in Elk City. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, I encourage you to reach out to Barber Dyson because they can find you what you're looking for. I think I covered it all.
You got it.
Would you please pray to start us out?
Yes, I'd love to. Heavenly Father, we are so blessed to be here again today. God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for life. And God, I thank you for fellowship and just joy in the Holy Ghost and joy with your people. Father, already being in this place with the ladies, we've already just enjoyed the presence of the Lord and just enjoyed the joy of the Lord. And God, we ask you to let that go through the airwaves today. God, that people who maybe need a little joy, it would go to them today. Father, that it would reach them today. Father, those that need encouragement, they'd be encouraged today. Those that need challenge or even some conviction, God, you'd send it their way. I thank you that your plans today are for good. God, whether it be the easy parts of life or the most difficult parts, all of it works together for our good. And so we thank you and praise you for that. And God, we ask you right now to come and lead us. Holy Spirit, we're looking to you. You're the one who's going to lead us in this anyway. You're the one who has to do the work with the word in the hearts of the hearers. And God, we just ask you right now to release your spirit through the airwaves. Holy Spirit, we ask you to go and do the work that only you can do. And Father, I just ask you to open every ear, every eye, every heart and mind to receive today. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to join with us. As we bring the word forth, Holy Spirit, I ask you to join with the word, that you'd begin the activation process of the word in our hearts and minds today. In Jesus' name, I pray that I would not speak on my own authority, but Father, you'd do your works through me. And Holy Spirit, you would come and let me preach not with man's wisdom, but demonstration of power and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I better take my gum out because Mama said don't chew your gum while you talk. And I do it all the time. Oh, praise God. Thank you, sweet
You're
sister.
Welcome.
All right, today, activating seeds.
I like it.
I know. I had a hard time thinking what I'm going to call this. I'm so blessed to be here today. I wasn't supposed to be here today, but I got the opportunity, and I love coming and preaching the word. And so anytime I get the opportunity, I love to do it. And so praise God. Thank you, sister, for letting me come and just pour forth what God puts in. You know, God pours so much in us, it's like, I got to pour it out. If you don't pour it out, it's like you feel like you're going to explode. And so it's such an just a joy to come and release what God's been doing in my life. And as we let God do a work in us and we impart it to others, then it can begin to do the work in them. And so today I want to talk about activating seeds. We know that one thing that the word says is that seeds, every time the word of God goes forth, it's a seed, okay? So every time God speaks into our lives, a seed has been dropped into our heart. Now, it doesn't mean that every seed will produce, but every seed has been dropped off. That every bit of the word that's been dropped off in you is a seed, and it's meant to produce 100-fold in our lives. And so many times we have seeds in there that are lying dormant. Okay, so a seed can lie dormant and it needs to be activated. See, a lot of times we have much of the word going in us, but not much of the activation at times. And so what we need is we need the activation of the word of God in our lives. And so we're going to really talk about what that looks like and how to see that come to fruition. Now, the Word of God, this is why I get so encouraged. I want to encourage you today. You know, if you're like me, you're somebody who's been sowing seed into your children's lives, into maybe your husband or your wife's life.